We've reached the 18th hole on Castlemartyr Golf Club, and it's our first time playing it, Aidan Enright and I. Aidan, let me ask you, as we make our weary way, or perhaps we're not so weary, back to the your first impressions of Castlemartyr Golf Club.
I liked it, I must say. I think we were possibly caught it on a bad day because of the general condition of the course. It's very soft, very boggy, very mucky in places, but maybe another 6 weeks of spring-like weather would be, make a huge difference. But it's nice. It's a very pleasant golf experience overall. And I think I might come back.
When I was in the clubhouse at the beginning, the pro said to me that he thought it was about 3 out of 10 at the moment, and he said you should come back in the summer when it hits 10 out of 10. That would be some course then, wouldn't it?
I'm delighted to hear that. All right, that it's got that much improvement in it. Yeah, you can definitely see on a drier day. I know we've had a lot of nice dry weather today. At times we've had two deluges, but it does affect the way that you see the course, no question or doubt about it. Plus the underfoot conditions makes a massive difference. But
what did you think of the first few holes? With their narrow space in there. What did you think of those ones in particular?
Funny enough, you see, I guess how you feel about a course is such a function of the golf you're playing. For whatever reason, today I was in kind of accurate, so I was enjoying it. But could come back another day, be hitting them wild, and I might think it's a painful course. So you always have that aspect to it.
I didn't like the internal out of bounds on, I think, yeah, it was the third or fourth.
Right.
I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, you see, once you're hitting them straight, you don't even notice that kind of stuff. But as you say, a lot of white stakes overall. But I guess they're just trying to, for whatever reason, trying to streamline the place, get people moving in one direction. So
now, as we walk down the 18th, a nice broad fairway, I see an ancient kind of monastic building or Norman castle or something in the distance, and on the left of it some kind of a wonderful clubhouse that you said was reminded you of something.
Yeah, the clubhouse is exactly like the iPad 2 white version. It just looks exactly like an iPad 2 on its side. So I'm not sure if Johnny Ives or one of the Apple guys was over here playing golf or what happened, but it's, or maybe I'm just so bloody conditioned now to see everything.
You see Apple everywhere.
You do, yeah. Something like that. I see apps everywhere I look. Every time I see something vaguely square-shaped, I think it's an app.
Do you have a favourite hole here from what you can remember today?
Good question. Nothing stands out at the minute. I have to say that I haven't been concentrating properly today for whatever reason, but I probably enjoy the front nine more overall.
That's shorter, isn't it?
Yeah, it is shorter. It's just easier to get in and out of the holes. But I don't know. I can't. I wish I could pick one off the top of my head, Paul, but I can't right now.
I like the greens. I have to say, I was full of admiration for the greens and the area around the greens as well. I thought that was particularly good.
Putting was good today. All right, there was a lot of true putts. Interesting greens as well. You know, they're challenging without being scary.
Oh yeah, we better hurry up. Okay, Aidan, thank you ever so much. We better go and hit our shots.